Okay, so welcome everybody to today's Autosuggestive call on 24th of September. On today's call, we have Olivier Christian LeBlanc, Mark Costas, Mikey O'Connor, Jörg Schweiger, and for Mike and Staff, we have Barclay Finkel, Christine Nordstrom, Patrick Jones, and we have apologies from Tim Galvin, and I haven't heard from Julie.
And Julie Hedlund's on the call, in case
you Julie. She's in the Adobe room, anyway. And on the call. Cool.
So we have Julie Hedlund as well.
Okay, well, welcome all. For those of you who aren't totally obsessive about your email like mine, you may not have gotten Bart's note, which blew away the first half of my agenda, but I think it's a great idea to wait. So anyway, the agenda was going to be work more on the Bill Chris meeting stuff that we've been chewing away on, and then also start thinking about Toronto. But Bart just sent out a note that Bill and Chris have volunteered to join us on next week's call, so maybe we just wait for that. We can contemplate that. But that probably gives us a little more time to work on the Toronto stuff, which is fine. So anyway, any thoughts about the agenda before we dive in? Okay. Well, it is getting awfully close to Toronto, and so it occurred to me that we may want to build some update decks and a one-pager and all that kind of stuff. So that's sort of what I thought we could chew on today, mostly. So I've got a little outline that's totally empty at the moment that we can work on, and then I've also got copies of the decks from Prague. There are links down in that note section right below the shared screen, but I've also got those handy to give us ideas about what we want to talk about.
Hey, Mikey, can I add something under any other business?
Sure.
Okay.
You want to add it? Why don't you add it now? Because I use those to remind myself for the status report.
Okay. So, for the record, is Patrick Jones. You know, we're now in the reply phase, the first week of the reply comment phase on the phase one report. There's no inputs from any of the organizations that have sent representatives to the DSSA. So since we're coming up into Toronto, it might be good to encourage each of the groups that have sent reps to not just read the report, but provide the group with feedback.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know I've been kind of hammering on that drum for a while, but I think it's important for this group to actually get some feedback from each of its groups in order to show that this process really works the way that it should.
Yeah, at least when I went to my group, well, we'll just say that. We'll pick that whole thing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end there. That's good. And we can work it into this outline, too, for sure. It does seem like one of the things to do is setting out as a goal
And feedback can be, you know, two lines saying it looks like good work, you know, keep press ahead, or it could be something else, but it, you know, the feedback is key.
Yeah. And that was sort of the reaction I got from the ISPs was, holy cow, this is amazing, what on earth can we say? And I said, well, I don't want to write it for you because I did a lot of writing on the report. Sort of talking to myself, and then they all sort of fell over dead. So I think we need to figure out words to do that, and those are good words, maybe. It's, you know, just an echo would be nice. I'm assuming, but not necessarily sure, that we're going to update our respective ACs and SOs again. Is anybody not planning to do that? I'm certainly going to. I'll probably have a really short slot, but I was planning to let the GNSO know about this. And I guess the reason I'm asking is because if people aren't going to, then I won't worry about preparing an update slide deck. But if people are planning to, then I will. So, York, Olivier, Mark. Mark, you do this at a different time anyway. Do you ever use those slide decks that I prepare? Are they any help to you at all, Mark?
I actually sent it to the NRO and the various CTOs, and if they decide to actually disseminate further within the organizations, they're more than welcome to. But they just take it as informational and move on.
Okay, how about Jorg, Olivier, what are you guys planning to do? Are you planning to update your groups or not this time?
Okay, so this is Jorg. First of all, I want to say thanks for preparing all those slide decks. They have been of great use for me, and I keep on using them all the time just to make sure that if we do update our respective constituencies, then I want it to be done in a consistent way, and that's one reason why I would recommend everybody to use the slide deck. And, well, as I said before, I've been using them, and they're really good. And I would really love to have yet another one for the Toronto meeting.
That's enough to get me to do it.
Okay. And, yes, I think I'm planning to update my community, depending on how much news we really do have. I feel, and Bart might just want to say yes or no, I think that this is kind of a regular base that the CCNSO is being updated on what is going on in the different working groups, and for sure, at least until now, the DSSA has been one part of this update. So I assume that there will be a short time within the agenda of the CCNSO that is being reserved for an update for the DSSA.
Let me check, Jörg. Say there is a bit of, say, the program working group from the CCNSO has changed the format a little again. It's either, if there is really substantive, there is time for an update. Otherwise, there is, say, the written update. But that can be the slides as well. So let me, I'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Olivier, is that sort of the same status for you? Olivier is traveling, so he may at any given moment be on or off the call. And so if we hear silence from Olivier, it's not necessarily indicative of much, except that he may have fallen off. And I'm hearing that kind of silence, so I bet he's just not on the call at the moment. So I'll go ahead and do one. I think it'll be a whole lot shorter. I think I might cheat and use the Prague. Just to sort of remind people, you know, sort of where we were, and then that could be a good place for a pleading for public comment plug. And then I think, you know, I'll sort of talk about the gaps and overlap stuff that we've been doing, and I think that's probably the picture and the data gathering stuff. And then show the sort of parallel work structure with the DNS RMF. That's sort of the kind of stuff that I'm thinking of putting
okay.
in there.
Okay, I think it's really important to show what we are planning, how we would move onwards.
Yeah, that's this, whoops, not this picture. But
yeah, the slide where
this picture.
I think we probably got the same one in mind. Yeah.
Yeah, that one for sure, I think, goes in.
Right.
So that we can sort of talk to and explain sort of this. That's part of the reason why it would be really helpful to have Chris and Phil on the next call, because we can sort of nail down these explanations of who's doing what and make sure that we're singing from the same songbook. But yeah, that slide goes in, or some version of that slide goes in for sure. That's one part of the meeting. The other part of the meeting is our meeting on Thursday. And I'm inclined to focus on the gaps and overlap stuff, but that's just sort of my thought. And so you put that in there as the substantive piece. I think, you know, clearly we have to do an update again, but in terms of the work that could be done in that meeting, I think introducing that concept and introducing the data gathering and sort of doing more refinement of that would be really useful for a lot of people. You know, as Cheryl was talking about that yesterday, or last Thursday, I was thinking that that might be a good topic for that meeting. Does anybody else have stuff that strikes them as content for that meeting? We don't really have much else at this point.
So, Mikey, we've had this discussion about what to do with DSSA for a while now, and would it be good to sort of rehash that during this meeting, because there's a lot of people that will casually attend that have not participated in these phone calls.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the...
Is that the update part?
I think it's during the update part is where we sort of talk people through this and have a conversation about that. And I suppose what we could do is rather than broadcast it, we could ask a question about it and see what people think. Maybe what we do is that. really on the report, and...
Sorry, Mikey.
Go ahead, Bart.
Patrick, when does the reply period close? Is that at the Toronto meeting?
No, it's after. We put in October 21st.
So that's pretty close to the Toronto meeting.
So it's the week after.
Yeah.
Oh, so we should probably really get out before Toronto with this.
Yeah, that's one. And probably what is useful, if they, especially the update ACs and SOs, that say those who update their own communities seek some kind of confirmation or comments at the update itself, and use that to feed back into the DSSA on Thursday.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
If it helps to add, last week the business constituency did a organizational meeting in D.C., and I made the same encouragement to them to weigh in on the Phase 1 report.
Do you get any comments on that? Because in a completely separate conversation, Marilyn wrote that the BC had been having trouble participating in this.
Well, it's kind of odd because Scott McCormick was there, and he talked about, and he's been on the full DSSA calls.
Yeah, although not recently. I haven't seen him recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, he didn't, you know, actually it was Scott was the person I was thinking of reaching out to and asking if he was having trouble. He didn't say anything in D.C., I take it.
I mean, he mentioned that the Phase 1 report is out for comment, and that was when I said B.C. should weigh in and provide some feedback.
Yeah, because they have a lot of people who are pretty interested in this topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to derail the conversation a bit.
Did they take an action to actually do anything, or did it just sort of slide off?
You know, it was mentioned, but they didn't at that moment pick up an action, maybe after we left.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's clear that one of the things I should do is take an action. I'm going to put an action. Push it around to the ops list, but if the rest of you could respond fairly quickly, we can turn this around pretty quick. Because the one comment we got was pretty goofy, and it was almost as though it was in the wrong comment spot. Okay, so what else? Is this sort of the right structure for Toronto? Is this...
Mikey, this is Bart again.
Go ahead.
I think our meeting Thursday should include, say, the results from the conversation with Bill and Chris, and, say, the interaction between the risk framework contract.
Yeah, I was putting all of that mentally in this update section, but it's probably good to call that out.
It's more than just update. It is about, say, it is part of the discussion how the DSSA moves forward.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where, and so maybe we put this as proposed that people react. a little bit. Good. Good enhancement. Anything else? You know what we could do. We still have a reasonable amount of time, a few weeks, so I could bash out a few drafts of this stuff and circulate them to the list between now and the next call, and probably make it easier for people to react. But, you know, if you forget all this outline that I've been doing and close your eyes and think about things that you would have expected us to do in Toronto, is there anything that comes to mind that we haven't at least touched on in this outline? Okay. Well, Olivier, are you back on?
I am back on, yes.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
Are you in? Oh, and you're in the Adobe room. Okay, so I'm not leaving you out with this.
I missed a small amount, but I'll catch up right now. Thanks.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but you know, none of this has been earth-shattering, so I think you're okay. Well, if this is close enough on an outline, why don't I have a go at two things? I'll put some decks together, but I'll also start sketching out the draft of a pleading for comments note. Maybe let's work on some of those words. So what should we have in that note to entice people in? Patrick, when you were talking to the BC, was there anything that you said that seemed to sort of move the room forward that we should steal and stick in this note and try and move other people forward?
You know, the conversation was less about the DSSA and more generally about the role and remit statement document that we've published, but I did use that as an opportunity to say that DSSA has been working for quite a long time and has gotten to the point of publishing a Phase 1 report, and it's really important that each of the groups that have sent reps to the DSSA not only read the report, but weigh in with feedback of one kind or another.
Yeah, and I think that for the letter, it would be good to have a list of reasons why it's important. Because one way to read the lack of response is that it's just not on the radar. But another way to read it is that it's fine, so we don't need to react because it's going the way we want. And I think that's where that comment you made, I think, is important.
Yeah, and here's an example. So, you know, the different SOs, ACs are looking at these cross-organizational working groups and trying to come up with, I guess, a common set of practices. It would, since the DSSA is one of those cross-organizational groups that's currently active, it would be helpful if the groups that have sent reps to it use this as an opportunity to not just weigh in on the Phase 1 report, but their perceptions of how a cross-organizational group to tackle this issue has worked. That might be a stretch. I thought it was an example.
That's a good one. Others, and Patrick too, any other things that... I think what we need to do is draw people out with this note, so... What are the kinds of things that draw you out when you see one of these things? come across, because we all have limited time. And so what is it that gets us out of our chair and says, yeah, I got to write a reply on that one? Anything come to mind? I mean, one of the things we could do is we could insert, you know, we have a bunch of observations in that. And we could put some of those in as bait. I'm actually typing a long time before those things show up on the screen. I'm back to my super delayed still haven't solved the screen problem. Anyway. I'm not hearing much. Let me chew on that. I mean, you know, there's sort of the usual marketing things. You know, what's in it for me? What's in it for us? Why do we benefit if we put these comments out there? Let me do some thinking about that, and I'll come up with a draft. I'm thinking that this should be fairly short, just so it kind of goes across their email pretty quickly, and you know they don't glaze over and fall over dead when they read it. So I'll try and make something pretty brief that draws them out. Okay. I think that's it for today, unless people have got something else. We'll call this a half hour long. Bart, are Bill and Chris confirmed for next week's call? Is that what I read out of your note?
They indicated they wanted to, and I've sent out an invite, so it will be confirmed. Otherwise, if they can't, or either or one of them can't, say I will find an alternative time and date.
Okay. That sounds great. I think that would be terrific. Oh, Patrick, I guess just a quick update. Has the selection been made as to who the consultant is yet?
We are finalizing our review of the different responses and hope to reach a decision at the beginning of this week and communicate that back out. So
great.
I'm hoping by the end of the week there'll be more formal communications, at least to this group to start with. We need to select someone and get them under contract first.
Yeah, no, I get all that. I guess the reason I'm asking partly is because if we're going to do any kind of briefing with them before Toronto, we're starting to run out of window. So that's why I was curious about that.
Well, you know, by next Monday's ops call, I hope that we'll be able to have a final answer.
That's great.
And then be able to talk about pre-Toronto availability. I mean, I think it's going to be a stretch to get something in before then, though.
Yeah, we're starting to wind down to not too many weeks left. But if the consultant type people want to join us on the ops call, by all means, encourage them to do that. I think that'd be great. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. Since I missed part of the call, have you spoken about the Tech Day, the CCNSO Tech Day by any chance?
Oh, that's right. No, I didn't. That's a great one. Olivier forwarded a note to me just before the call, and then I promised that I knew there was something I was going to add to the agenda, and then I forgot. So I'm glad you reminded me, Olivier. CCNSO is having a Tech Day, and DNSOARC is going to be participating in that. And Olivier was suggesting that maybe we should join the gang. Since we have two pretty heavy-duty esteemed representatives of the CCNSO on the call, Bart and York, what do you guys think of that idea? Is that something we should plan on? And if so, any thoughts about that?
Once you say in participating, well, what do you mean by participating? Just be there or try to give an update?
They're looking for topics. So we could be a topic.
I think this is bad. I think that, again, this is probably a good audience to explain what's in the phase one report and next step.
Well, I'd be happy to put something together for that, too.
Jörg, what do you think?
Well, actually, I'm not too enthusiastic about it, but due to completely different reasons. And the reason is that...
Christina Nordstrom.
Left.
You must have fallen off.
Hello?
Oh, go ahead, John.
Okay, sorry. And the reason is that I think that, but this is my personal position, and by the way, it's Denik's position. I think that we should separate technical meetings, like meetings of the IETF, right meetings, and so forth, from ICANN meetings. And what we're currently seeing by the Tech Day is that tech is adjoining ICANN meetings. And we as an organization, we might feel forced to send out technicians to not only the tech meetings, but to the ICANN meetings as well. And as we do not want to do that, we don't lively and vitally support Tech Day in any way. I think you're getting me, right?
Yeah, I guess the question is whether we want to participate in that protest or not. If Tech Day is happening and DNSOARC is going to be there, it's such a huge opportunity to reach a handout to them. I hate to miss that opportunity just to make a statement along the lines of what you're proposing, York.
I certainly understand that we as a working group might have a different position to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nevertheless, personally, I do think that Tech Day and the CCNSO General Assembly meetings are more or less being attended by a huge number of the same people. So it might be a good
overlap. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So it is probably a good chance, especially to speak to the OARC guys if we haven't been speaking to them. I just want to make sure, state that I think this might just be a replication and overlap of the DSSA topics for a substantial number of people attending both meetings.
If Tech Day is hunting for topics, and I would bet the General Assembly is chock full, maybe what we do is we do the DSSA update to Tech Day rather than to the General Assembly.
You need both. You need both. Say Tech Day's focus is different, and say they're looking for changes as well on with regard to the agenda. Say this time it's a 2 days meeting with the NSOARC, and although I do appreciate, say, Jörg's position and Dienik's position, others have a different view.
I tell you what, I'll prepare a slide deck. It probably doesn't need to be a whole lot different. And maybe leave the choosing of the way forward to you two guys to figure out. Is that a way to...
Oh,
I don't really want to elbow my way into the middle of that conversation. It sounds like more of an internal to the CCNSO kind of decision.
Okay, by me.
And then maybe you can circle back around to us next week and just give us an update on what you're conclusion is? Is that a reasonable action item to leave with you guys?
Yeah, fine by me. Bart, it's okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it that way. When I do the slide deck, I'll probably just do it with an eye to... Maybe I'll do a long and a short again, and we can think of the long as the more technical one and the short as the more policy-oriented one. So I'll kind of fold that in, and we'll sort of wait and see how that turns out. Thanks for reminding me of that, Olivia. I totally forgot. Okay, I think that's it. Anything else before we wrap up today? Okay. Well, we'll call it a day then, and I'll see you guys on Thursday.